Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 49 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? I know that this past week, when I was driving through a storm that had hit suddenly and very violently, that all I could think of was just wanting to drive out of the storm, just getting out. And I realized that I forgot to be thankful for what I had with me in the storm. And what I had was shelter, protection. I was in my car, and I forgot to be thankful for the windshield wipers that were working and allowing me to see. I forgot to be thankful for the car that had a roof, so that everything that was coming down and the rain and the wind that was blowing wasn't hitting me. I forgot to be thankful for the rubber tires, that as the storm was raging and the lightning was going, that I had that safety of being having the rubber. I forgot to be thankful for the headlights that were shining, that were showing me the way. I remember thinking, I'm even forgetting to be thankful for having an umbrella, so that when I do step out or I do get out of my car, I still have protection. I forgot what my blessings were. I forgot when I was just trying to get out of the storm, what was helping me through. I think that even the ability to stop and to just take a moment and be still in the storm, not even navigating, not even moving, but just having protection and breathing and being still and being with God. I forgot. As it says in Psalm 46:10, to be still and to know I am God. What tools are you using to navigate your storm? I heard a song recently about, it was called Dusty Bibles, and it said, we have dusty Bibles, but we have brand new iPhones. And it really made me think, our fingerprints, are they all over our Bibles the way we see those fingerprints all over our iPhone? Do you ever carry your Bible around with you like you do your phone? And I've heard people say, but I need it so I can get through my day. And if that is the truth, then I would say, oh, my brother and sister, are we ever lost in this storm? For me this week, besides the actual storm that I was driving through, I found another storm. And instead of my vehicle being my car, my vehicle was a shopping cart. And I was in the grocery store. And I realized that you may drive your vehicle, yourself, right into someone else's storm. And I was in the checkout line and was trying to get through, and had a big weekend and family coming in town, and I just trying to get through the line. But as I came up to the register, the lady who was helping me, her name was Lisa, I think. She told me, or somehow I found that out. Oh, it was the girl who was bagging the groceries called her by her name. That's what happened. Without asking anything, she was already sharing. She was saying that today was a rough day. It had been 8 months today that her mother-in-law had passed away, and she was having a rough day. She also began talking about her husband who was ill, and she was going to take him to the beach. She thought that would help him. She was struggling. She was struggling, and she was sharing with a perfect stranger, stuff that she could not keep in because it was so heavy and so burdensome that as she was doing her job that day, she was just putting it out there for anyone, for everyone. The lady who was there bagging then started sharing back to Lisa that she had just come from her aunt's funeral this day, and she too was having a very hard day. And they were getting my groceries across the scanner. They were bagging them. And I remember thinking, looking behind me to the gentleman who was there, and I could tell he was impatient and ready to be checked out. But I knew that this storm that they were in, this suffering that they were feeling, that I was being called to just let them know that God had not left them alone and that I would be praying for them and that they were heard. They were heard in this moment of their pain and of their struggle. I don't plan to say things. I don't plan that these moments are going to come up, but they are coming a lot. And I realize that when I turn from a moment now, it is just a really bad feeling that I get later on, a missed opportunity to serve God. And so standing in the grocery store with a man behind me who was in a bit of a hurry, feeling rushed myself to where I needed to be and what I needed to do, I just had to stop in this storm and sit in this storm together with these two women for a moment and let them know that in the midst of their storm, there was a calm and there was a peace because God heard them and heard their pain and had sent someone to tell them that God loved them, would be praying, and that I would be praying for them. And that is not just you traveling through a storm, but as you travel in life, you will travel in others' storms as well. I know that right now that you may be going through a storm, and I would ask you to just take a moment and breathe in. Breathe in that which God is giving you in this moment, because He is sending someone to you right now to tell you of His mercy, to tell you of His love, and to remind you that what you're going through, you're not alone. I've often felt that I think of that there's two folders of my life. There's the one folder that's filled with the data, the medical folder when I go to the doctor, the data for Social Security or all of the stuff, the marks of my life, maybe what the county, tax department has on me, or the state, or like I said, my doctor, the folder that's there that says how tall I am, how much I weigh, what is my blood pressure, what is my current ailment or things that they are checking for. And then I think that there's another folder that we're called to open, to look at. And that's the folder that has the same information, but with a different context. The one folder at the doctor's office might speak of something that's happened, an illness, something that we're dealing with. But when I open God's folder, there's another view. There's a view of the love that's given, that when the need is there, the depth that the love is just right at that same place. God is meeting you right exactly where you are in this day, in this moment. Feel as you breathe in that peace, breathe in the calm, breathe in the strength of your Lord, and breathe out the anxiety, breathe out the pressure, breathe out the stress, breathe out the worry. Know that you are taken care of in this day and in this moment. I know that I have told you that there are other things that I have to do. I've been doing them all day, and I will get up tomorrow and do them. But there's nothing that is more important than doing what God is calling me to do, and that is to tell you of His love for you. To find peace in the storm is only with God's love. And we will all have them. We will have those moments, those storms, and those struggles in our life. But know it and feel it, because it is so real. And it is everything that God has for me to do, is to let you know of this peace and that it is real. I cannot do enough. I cannot say enough. I cannot pray enough. I cannot honor enough to give God all the glory for everything that I have witnessed, for everything in my life that He has given me, for the miracles that have been shown, for the love, for the depth and the grace. I have seen the glory of God, and I am here in this day to share it with you and to pray with you and to pray for you. Let's do that together now. Dear Lord and sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus, I come to you on behalf of my friends today that are hearing this, on behalf of my sisters and my brothers in Christ. They are struggling. There is something that they are dealing with, and it is heavy. I can feel the weight, Lord. And I just pray that as we pray together, and as we bring that struggle, that storm to you, Lord, as we lay it at the foot of the cross, that you will lift the unease that is inside them. That you will take that is squeezing their heart and unclench that for them, Lord. Let them see this day for the miracle that it is. Let them see that you have something so good for them this day. Because, Lord, I know you have sent me, and I know the message is clear. And I pray today for them that they realize that they are not alone, and that they would know of your love, of your mercy, of the gift of your Son. Today, together, we lift them up and through this storm, that you might steady them and calm their breathing. Know that you are so loved. It's the name of Jesus Christ that I pray this day for you. Amen.